Welcome guys back to Project Jira. This is another behind the scenes video marathon, second marathon, sorry, episode 12 of the second marathon. And of course, respite, relief, shelter for those without a secure place to call home as well as family. It's also, however, a very reaction friendly, group oriented discussion that involves slice of life incorporated with, you know, elements of grounded authentic reality. So it's reality, it's virtual, combined together to make this chaotic paradox that is the project. And what we have to cover in this particular video, and a particular maybe interest or use, would be for those of you guys dealing with administrative stuff or interested in making live streams. So live streaming equipment, I mean, not live streaming equipment, live streaming software, for VTubing specifically. But before we get to that, a lot of administrative stuff, if you're doing income tax returns, that's definitely something I thought would be finished topic. And then if you're making videos, definitely that's the main highlight of this video, I believe, is about video making in general. Using YouTube Studio and some things that I had to take care of administratively. So let's run through it. The previous video was actually a bit of a troll prank. It was a lot of laughter and snickering because I was testing out UCam, which is, you know, a webcam software application that allows you to apply effects like the one you see in the backdrop right now. This entire office setting, which actually I should just get rid of. This display scene usually doesn't have this over here. Anyways, I don't actually have a skyline behind me. Again, that's just a green screen alternative, and I've been making use of it. You can see behind my chair, it's kind of showing the flickering. So in this video, so that's what was covered previously. I was able to make use of the skin smoothener and some facial makeup to, and then some previous experience I had being able to create like a female narrator voice for customer service. So it's like a little bit of a troll, a little bit of a joke and comedy, but this one's gonna be quite serious because since we were screwing around in the previous video and making jokes and cracking laughter and snickering a little bit of way through, we weren't able to get as much done as we could. So this video has to kind of compensate for that. And we head over straight to display. Okay. So the first things I've got to mention is, okay, in the previous video, we're supposed to cover several extra tabs on income tax. I'm quite frustrated that I didn't actually cover this in enough detail, but I'm gonna pull up two pop-up tabs. That's probably the main reason why I forgot to cover them. So Microsoft Edge here. Of course, having to do with income tax season, as a deadline in 2 weeks, can claim the la-di-da staycation tax credit for accommodation expenses for a leisure stay, not applicable for me, hotel, motel, resort, lodge, bed and breakfast, cottage. Basically, these are business expenses that if you were, well, or if you're on a hiatus on a vacation from employment, from your job, you could probably, apparently you can claim these, I didn't know. So tax credit only applies to leisure days between January 1st, 2022, but accommodation expenses must have been paid by you or your spouse or whatever. Look at all this. All these things are searched. What does Remux mean? Buffer, Dr. Rami, Dervasula, M-dash, the pun behind the moth jokes, so on and so forth. Okay, voice cracking. Close out this tab here. Yeah. That's something we should have covered in the previous one. Another pop-up tab here, income tax again. Your 2023 NOEC payments will be issued as part of the OTB on the 10th of each month, starting in July 2023, unless the following exceptions apply. If the 10th of the month falls on a weekend or a statutory holiday, the OTB payment is issued on the last working day before the 10th. If on the on your 2022 return, you chose to wait to get your OTB entitlement and your entitlement. Okay, stop it. Stop whispering. It will be issued in one payment. Trying to get that, trying to crank up the variation in tone so that I can make a high, what do you call it, head voice. If you want to make a female voice, you have to use a head voice for sure. Anyways, if you're a 2023 ODB, annual entitlement is 360 or less. You issued in one lump sum payment, first payment each month, each July. Anyways, all these stipulations here. So this one's not so much about business, but it is talking about like a benefit for low income households and for seniors and so on and so forth. And the payments that you're entitled to, if you so choose. Entitlement is a word that I have some issues with. However, they do mean this in a legal financial sense. They don't mean it in terms of like victim blaming or victim mentality stance. It's not talking about social politics. Okay. But that's what they mean here. I had to just comment on that. There's a little ad I noticed. Of course, the whole female narration thing doesn't work because I have my headphones on and that just makes it bulky. So that doesn't fit the complexion of a woman's face, of a lady's face. It's more like a dude's face who's actually into like music production. The moment you put these headphones on, you're a DJ dude. That's immediately how the appearance goes if you want to go in for acting. Not that I'm good at acting or anything. All right, so we have some other things at the same time that I'm going to knock off. There are also tabs. So this is definitely related to the point of YouTube and so on and so forth. We have three pop-out chat tabs here. And it's quite ridiculous, but we have these three tabs because we were trying to update the OBS Studio sources. So if I just show you right now, of course, you go down here to your chat overlay, and here's animation to show appreciation. But the chat overlay, thanks for watching, guys, if you have been watching or listening on Spotify or YouTube, wherever you're coming from. Chat overlay here, you get the properties. Basically, we get the link. It's a browser URL source, so that's how copy and paste. But that's because the live stream over here on the right-hand side here on my phone had ended, and so we started a new one. So the chat display had to be updated for all my scenes. Display, windows, backdrop, intermission, all of it. Every single chat scene, chat source had to be updated with the new link. So that's what that was. But if we go back here over to display, you can see once again all of these here, the chats for various previous live streams, 1, 2, 3, and testing of the bot from stream elements to run, Project Jira Reacts on row, and so on and so forth. So I think there's three of them here, actually. Yeah, three of these tabs here, so we can get rid of them. We can also get rid of this here, M dash, just accidentally search that one instead. So knockout one, knockout two, and both of these tabs are gone. So it's just kinda pretty sick. All right, so we have gotten rid of four tabs there. Now we're gonna really take care of this really important stuff here, and get rid of this as well. And that has to do specifically with YouTube again. So this is definitely directly related to what we were talking about, would be the main topic of this video. And I said that's all got to do with YouTube for sure. And why is that? The main reason is because if you think about it, I have all these tabs here open, and it's, let's put it this way. If I want to upload to YouTube, I have to, first of all, be able to get to my tabs. And if all my tabs here per browser, if you take a look here, it's pretty ridiculous how what's going on here on the side. There's like there's actually 100 tabs on this browser and another 480 on the other. So if my tabs are cluttered on the visual side, which only covers about 40, I won't be able to click on the tabs anymore to go for uploading. So I have to be careful and consume them all right now immediately. However, the more important thing is that what I'm showcasing right here is that this tab specifically is a big pain in the butt. These five tabs here have to do before I can upload anything on YouTube. I said I would want to cover the behind the scenes footage and topics that we covered on YouTube here. So I actually have four videos that were, you know, having to do with the previous UCam and CyberLink and stuff like that and green screen solutions. I need to upload over onto YouTube in addition to having them already be uploaded on to Spotify podcasts and be redistributed as well as on Patreon, but now I gotta do it on YouTube as well. So it's quite imperative that I do this. So what you see here is the main, what is this, the settings? It's the settings of my YouTube channel. So you can see here, channel status and features, is your public presence on YouTube, add or remove managers, so on and so forth, account notifications on the left-hand panel, privacy connected tabs, so on and so forth. Why are we here? We came here because we wanted to grab the channel ID. And I believe it was to paste it inside channel ID. What use will it be for? Paste it either in some sort of widget on WordPress or another, you know, some service. I don't remember what it was. It's probably to link a podcast or the blog on WordPress.com, onroad.wordpress.com. That's how you can find it. I also have Shirovsky. I have 3 WordPress blogs open. But that's why we needed it. It was to update like a widget to make it automate, I believe. I'm not sure exactly what it was. So we can knock this one off. The next tab that we actually can close as well is the one behind this. And that's actually all got to do with, I believe, channel customization. Just click close. And let's see if we can update right now. It is lagging a little bit. I'm going to pause the video a little bit. And we begin again. That's all right. Turns out, of course, you can still pause with an MP4 recording, which I'm doing right now, as long as it is for like 10 seconds and then it starts again. But here's another YouTube thing that was showed up. Hello, my YouTube friends from Michael Freyer. Thank you for showing me so much about how to manage stream and so forth. But this particular one covers this tab here. I was on YouTube here trying to take a look at my scheduled videos here. It's not working, of course. Your recent videos, it opens the search tab here. And it showcases all of them, all the ones that are scheduled. So it's scheduled for the next 2 weeks, roughly, give or take, minus a day or two. But very soon, it's going to be uploaded after this video ends. Now, we have had some issues as well on the left-hand panel. If I go to display now, you can see what's showing. Whoa, something's, there's a video there. So on the top right now, of course, we're going to showcase that on display, the top YouTube display tab. And over here, in more gory detail than you'll ever need to see, is basically all the links that I had to update. So there were several links. It's pretty crazy. I had to update here. We had to update our link. We had to add a link tree, a directory, as well as the Spotify podcast. So Spotify, link tree, also update the blog to include the podcast section of OnRow. And then I believe we swapped out one of the links here. I don't see it for some reason. So I guess we didn't. But Spotify was really important. We just reoriented and moved some of these around. So for example, you can move that up here, below there. Patreon goes above or below. And we made it so that since this is on YouTube, it's split into two columns. We want the most important social media accounts and platforms to be showcased on the left-hand side, reading left to right. We'll get the most attention on the left-hand column first. Also, we have to update the description here. Geez. So we wanted to include, first of all, podcast on Spotify for your daily 9-to-5 commute. Keeps it everyday, real, and authentic, and practical for the regular user, as well as podcasts. That are accessible on, so far more than videos are. And then we also updated, you know, bolding directory so that it highlights that we go down below to see the links. But most importantly here is a branding thing. So fourth and last but not least, about the YouTube description, we had an idea to incorporate slice of life, like in the anime genre, slice of life. So where slice of life, S-O-L, meets in real life, so IRL. And authentic VR paradox, right? Paradox because you have authentic and real versus virtual and imaginative combined together, and yet they mix. So it's functional, so chaotic. Anyways, we save this. We had to shorten a lot of stuff here and include that the OnRow project is an evolutionary project and process, which is no longer the OnRow project anymore, Project Jira. So it's completely changed. Okay, Now, at this point, I would actually close this, but I'm going to drag it across the tabs because what ends up happening is I notice there is some troubleshooting issues. And this I can absolutely not show you. I absolutely cannot show you. That's Polyphia Goat. I cannot show you this on the Windows tab because you can only see this by display. Because we're going to be abstracting from the browser. You need to see the interface. So we have two tabs here, which are kind of frozen. But I know that one of them was channel customization. So this tab was here only for the research and the updating the links. But there was one of them here also for updating the description. So we just talked about updating the description and links in the same tab because it's not responding. Understandably so. Because you have so many tabs, 500 tabs open. Another tab is not responding right here that I'm hovering over that you can only see in the display scene is whoa, what's going on? Hold on. Pause. Sorry, just a little technical issue. It was about to freeze because I moved the browser too far up north and it was going to basically snap the entire 100 browsers to the right. But anyways, so there's one unresponsive tab having to do with updating the description or the links. We covered that already. And then we have this second unresponsive tab here, which is basically me wanting to check what the about page on YouTube channel looks like after updating all the links. It's really important because down here, if we scroll the way down, there's a feature for all of you guys who have a YouTube channel. Who doesn't at this nowadays? But you see here at the very bottom, links on banner, first five links, and there's a little menu here. So long story short, it will include the first five links at the top right hand side of your channel. So what I'm going to do is just pause the video slightly and unpause after closing the unresponsive tabs. I'm basically able to, since everything here is saved on the details, I'm going to close this. I clicked the link to my channel. It's going to open a new tab right now, maybe lagging a little bit. Now we're good to go. So you can see this is the main page of my channel. So you can see here, this is like the live streaming portion, because we are live. We got the videos here. And playlist. The most important part is basically going to the about section. So we're just going to dive right to the about section for now. And it goes all the way to the right because now we have all these like videos, shorts. We have shorts community. Jeez. So go over to here and channels, helpful channels, raw comedy. We always like to showcase the channels that we feel are helpful for other viewers. All right. So you can see here, this is the updated description, right? Creator reactions, content reviews, channel exploration, discovery, podcast on Spotify, 9to5 commute, that's new. Rest here is more large, the same directory. And then where Slice of Life meets IRL in real life. Authentic VR Paradox, that's new branding, chaotic. Right, this is all new stuff. And then the links down here, of course, have been updated. I can show here, list on Spotify. Again, this is what I meant by the left-hand panel. The left-hand column needs to have all the most important links on Linktree, Quora, the WordPress site, the Patreon, the Spotify podcasts, right? So, and that's all freely available. And last but not least, the most important part of this, on top, very top, scroll to the top right of the tab, you can see on the chat. Come on, stop it. On the top right, basically we have the links here showcasing. So listen on Spotify, Twitch, live streams, Patreon, Discord, and Linktree, all shown right here. And we click the link. I know that we were going to lag like crazy, so I'm going to refrain from doing that. At least while the video is running. So I pause it and then I can open the tab. So then it stops the computer for a moment, gives it time to breathe. But this is, I click the link for the Linktree and it shows up this. So you can see the Linktree has all the spots, podcasts on Deezer, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. We'll talk about this in a future video anyways. So we'll just go back here and close this tab here. And there is one final tab, I believe, on the left-hand side here. So this is a studio tab right there for a moment. And the reason why for this one to be open is you can see podcasts. So at this point, I think it's safe to say that I can switch over to the window scene, because everything here is just browsers as far as I'm concerned. I do want to see how much time we have. I recognize it's 20 minutes. That's a lot of time. Let's go over to Windows. So what we want to do is just say that, you know, on the very top, right, we have the podcasts on YouTube. So that's something different, right? I was like, what? How can you have podcasts on YouTube? So they have added a new setting for you to change and convert any playlist you have into a podcast, which is really just a cheap way of saying that all videos are technically podcasts. They're just visual podcasts. Like Spotify has your ability to upload MP4 video files and call it a podcast, because you could be just sitting there talking, which is a lot of my videos are basically that format. So if you decide to do that, what you can do is, so for example, you can click edit here, and I recognize this is actually being shown on the video, so it's okay. You have the description, you have the title of the podcast, visibility, manual sorted on YouTube, and then you can choose a podcast thumbnail. And it's actually just a playlist, but with even fewer options. So the irony is that the podcast actually has fewer options than it does, say, the regular playlist. But you can see you can add videos and analytics and all that stuff as well. Okay, so that's YouTube podcasts. And one last thing I want to cover on YouTube stuff. We have some tweets over here on the side, and one of them has to do with Project Jira. We were trying to update the profile, the name of Project Jira on Twitter, because it was still named Onro. But now you can see that the profile is now named Project Jira Onro AI. And I noticed that for some reason I've been gaining a bunch of followers recently. Most likely they're all a bunch of graphic artists. But I've changed some of the hashtags, and I'm glad to see that these hashtags are working functionally well. We added new hashtags such as ASMR, FYP, IRL, and we've edited and removed some ones that are not functional. So meme, work, funny, relief, home, stress, trending terms and keywords. We'll talk about that in the future. But yeah, that's that. And then we have YouTubers React Mental Health. Basically, we try to stick all the keywords that are pretty shit at the back that don't perform as well, so they may get cut off because of the length of the tweet that's being automated from IFT. And then the earlier tags that are trending keywords really highly, very popular, we included, make sure they're included. And we made sure they're included in the Spotify uploads, the Spotify podcast uploads, the YouTube video uploads, as well as the Twitch live stream uploads. So it's just bang, 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 back to back to back to back. And yeah, that's that. Let's close off that one as well. And I think that kind of puts a wrap on what we can do in this video. Let me see if there's anything else I can knock off with the limited amount of time, and I don't believe we can. So, oh, there's this thing here. So at the very bottom here, there is a program, and I can only show you this on display, but very bottom right-hand side, there's a program for security. That, you know, I had to restart my program, actually restart the computer and laptop eventually over the week. Hopefully we can cover all the podcasts by then. But basically there's a security setting here. That's when I first was testing out the UCAM CyberLink software, they was preventing me from basically using the webcam from CyberLink because it was just a protective firewall block from my anti-malware, anti-software. But of course, I am allowing it to do so now, because obviously, I've allowed on my firewall settings on my anti-malware software to allow the CyberLink webcam, which is the same reason why, of course, right now you can even see the backdrop here is this office setting. If I get rid of here in the backdrop scene, the resizable border and so on and so forth, you'll find it right there behind. Okay. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's amazing. It's a much better alternative than a green screen. but it is taxing the laptop and that makes the video lag. But that's it. So I think that's it. 25 minutes. That's a very long-winded video for YouTube, honestly. I don't really want to talk that long about YouTube. Let me just make sure once and for all. There are some things. So I just mentioned tweets. Sorry. And I think I can knock YouTube off programs as well over here since we talked about tweets. So we'll just hop over to display one last time. We have Microsoft Word open here. You can't drag it across, unfortunately. And we also have a notepad here open. And the reason why these two are open is directly related to what we just talked about right now. We were designing the tweets, right? So here we have Microsoft Word open with, we're now live on YouTube with an emoji. Live is capitalized, hashtag YouTube. So hashtags, capitalizations, emojis. Clearly these are tweets. Same thing here on notepad. I'm going to expand this a little bit higher. Drop by the 247, 24/7, 365 days sleep, fun, hashtag meme, hashtag work, home, grind, fitness, lifestyle, ASMR. Grind has been removed now, actually. It's not a very good trending keyword. You can check it on Google. And then you have all these ones down here. Anime, YouTuber reacts, AOT, more entertainment related, 90s, right? These are all fun hobbies. The above here are more like focused on work and lifestyle and health. Copium. So we were editing, of course, on Notepad. But what's really important on right here, and I want to showcase this for sure, is that the usefulness. Notepad is a rudimentary program. You can't do very much with it. But Microsoft Word, so we're going to close it right now, don't save. But Microsoft Word, obviously, is much better. And it shows me exactly how many characters. So it says 237, 275 with the spaces, 237 without spaces. Words, you know, 51 words, right? And non-Asian words, that interesting Asian characters and Korean words, 8 super interesting stuff. That's probably because of the ASCII art. So this is useful and helpful for Twitter tweets, of course. If you're going to design them for IFT to automate, you know, need to keep in mind that with the URL budging through plus the title of the podcast or the video or the live stream, you know, Twitter only allows like 250 characters, right? So you have to make sure that it fits within the guidelines. Otherwise, it's going to be flagged as spam, or worse yet, it just might not run. Or maybe your tweet will get cut off in half because it goes over the mark and then half your tweet's missing. So it's important to plan for the number of characters you have. So that's why Microsoft Word's open. And I was basically shifting this around and manipulating it on Notepad as well. So I can close this off, and I'm not saving it, of course. Not saving that. And that's it. So very happy to say that we got a lot done, closed a lot of programs, closed a lot, talked a lot about YouTube and planning and stuff like that. This is going to be a half-hour video. That's crazy. I can't believe that shit. But it is what it is, man. So the next one's going to be maybe a little bit fun. We may be covering something along the lines of, I guess, like a VTuber stuff. Or more than likely, we'll have to do a reaction to Studio Gex since they're back up again and running. So it only makes sense that we start up as well. Okay, but there are a full season ahead of us. So we'll see what happens. We'll decide on one. Again, if you're listening to podcasts, you can check out the videos on YouTube or, you know, Daily Motion or whatever, Facebook. If you want to check out the live streams, you can drop by there as well. But if you are doing a watch over YouTube, maybe it would be more beneficial if you could do it on a commute to work, to and back, wherever you can pick up the groceries. You can listen on Spotify, TuneIn, or whatever like that. That's if you made it this far. That's if you're actually interested. But I appreciate all the nevertheless isn't a word. But again, leave your thoughts below in the comments. There's definitely in the description. I mentioned that. Anyways, that's enough of that nonsense. I'll see you on the next one. Again, looking forward to either the VTuber software and Steam, or looking forward to Studio Gap. Okay, peace out, guys.